This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Generation Next. Love it.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games, and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
I cannot sing.
Don't worry, neither can I.
But that's not going to stop us.
It is not a talent that I possess. It doesn't mean that it's not a hobby I enjoy. Dylan, I think you've got some of my papers over there.
I do. As you know, dear listeners, this is Gay School. This is the home for our queer news, which is critical to LGBTI youth. And the views, because we are youth, we like to spin out with them. But we'd love to know what your take on any of these articles are. Hit us up on 0427JOY949. Look, first off the bat, here's the no-brainer article of the week, I guess. School PE lessons, hotbeds of homophobia.
You what? Don't say.
Is this new findings? The findings by Melbourne's Victoria University have labelled as troubling by mental health organisation Beyond Blue, who commissioned the research, saying that 4 out of 5 school students have experienced casual homophobia in PE.
Yeah, well, that sounds about right.
And a quarter have been physically abused by classmates during school sporting activities. Look, I'm not going to lie. When I was in high school and we were playing rugby, that was the one time where, like, you could, I guess, have a hall pass to get back at somebody. So
yeah, that happened in... Netball was meant to be a non-contact sport.
Oh, I nearly said a swear. I've got friends that play netball. No, it
yeah.
is not.
When you get a class of year 9 girls, actually, I think it was in year 10 that I'd finally reported this one girl who'd been bullying me for ages, and we were separated in most of our classes. But the PE teacher didn't know that, so put me as goal attack and her as goal defence for the other team. I came out of it with, like, finger mark shaped bruises on my arms.
That
was after I finally reported her calling me a lesbian, calling me a duck constantly.
Jeez Louise. Well, I remember my friend was playing netball at state level, and I watched her at one game dislocate another girl's jaw.
Whoa.
It's not a non-contact sport.
Yeah, I copped a broken nose during AFL once, because, yeah, great thing to do, get the... You know, the one who's always getting gay comments thrown at her anyway, put her in a situation where people can lob things very fast at her face.
Totally. Well, at least after, like, my experiences with playing rugby at school, kids were not quick or keen on bullying anymore.
But, awesome.
Research leader Dr. Carolyn Simmons said direct and indirect homophobia caused distress to many young people who took part in sport. And a direct quote from her was, this homophobia and transphobia tells them you are not welcome here, which can prevent them from enjoying the physical, mental and social benefits of participation for years to come.
Yeah, exactly.
The research was funded by Beyond Blue in conjunction with the Victorian government, which I hope they've taken something out of that they can
fingers crossed. Another new piece of local news. There's a new STI testing service without the need to visit the GP, which has just been launched in Australia.
How does that work?
Smart Sex, an Australian first, available over select locations in the New South Wales and the ACT, is fast, convenient, discreet service. I'm not sure. I'm guessing they'd send out, like, swabs and things. Like, I remember when I did a study a while ago about the... Gardasil. They sent out, like,
I wish the listeners could see the look on my face.
Like, sterile swabs and things. They test for some of the most common STIs, which I guess you do, like, a swab and maybe, like, a finger prick.
Yeah.
Is that something I think you'd be able to mail it in? Our residents can access the service by visiting the website and entering their postcode. That is pretty awesome, because going to a clinic can be difficult. and going to your family doctor, sometimes you don't want to go to the doctor you've been seeing since you were 2 years old.
Well, look, I'd just like to say, if you are, I guess, in the Melbourne area, I go to the Melbourne Sexual Health Clinic.
Yep.
Because that is all for sexual health. So, and if you're having sex, you really should go to the doctor and get sex tests.
That's right up near near University of Melbourne.
That place is like Cheers to me. Everyone knows my name.
And I actually, because I study at University of Melbourne, and one of my subjects was adolescent sexuality and sexual health. It was actually taught at the Sexual Health Centre, and it was an intensive subject. So I was there every day for a week. I just wanted to check in there on Facebook every day with no comment.
Back again.
Another option in the CBD is the Action Centre on Elizabeth Street, which is specifically for under 26s, I believe. So it's pretty discreet because there are a few other things in the building and they work with young people all the time. They don't judge and they're also very queer friendly.
Yeah. You heard it here on Gen Next. Now, in another article, look, this one is kind of like, I've got a bit of a raised eyebrow with this one. It's in reference to the coffee king, Philip DiBella, who made news in June over a series of homophobic slurs he made on social media and Twitter. DiBella made headlines following the second State of Origin match with expletive-laden posts to his Facebook and Twitter accounts that featured anti-gay language. He's since then said sorry, and he actually took out Queensland Business of the Year Award from Telstra, which after those remarks, Telstra took that away from him.
Oh, nice.
In response to the sea of righteous anti-homophobic posts that followed after he made his homophobic post, he's actually sponsored Brisbane Pride.
Yep.
The Brisbane Prize Festival, and it's an opportunity that DiBella has jumped on when it was approached by its managing committee, and he has apologised severely, but it's something that I don't know how I feel, because it's like, are you doing this because out of response, or are you doing this because you feel sorry? But if you've actually got those casual homophobic tendencies, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that. But hey, at least there's a gesture there.
Exactly, you know.
I'm going to chuck out a piece of local news that I've been asked to plug. Hi, Camden. Is that coming up at the University of Melbourne, following our discussion about safe spaces and things like that, there's an event coming up called Prosh Week, which you can find on Facebook, facebook.com/Prosh Week, which is just a fun week at University of Melbourne, encouraging comradeship, creativity, self-expression through various games and things. It's time to de-stress and enjoy university life. I have been told to tell the listeners that the Spoons are the best team, so I hope you'll appreciate the plug. But yeah, that's something you can find, facebook.com/proshweek.
Sensational, but looking at the time.
It's that time again.
We've run out of time. Maddie, it has been a treat hanging out with you.
You too.
And dear listeners, thank you to everyone who messaged in. You can catch me again on Saturday night on Countercultured. It's the home for your party vibes and Joy 94.9 from 8 till 10.
Always the way. We will be back again this time next week, 7 till 8 on Monday, hopefully with a couple more presenters next time. Two-person shows are fun, but I think with three people in the studio, it's a little more fun.
It's more lively, but I had a pleasure. I can't wait to talk to you guys again on Saturday night. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.